Community Connection this morning brought to you by Tallgrass Motors, First Baptist Church, and by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We'll start with city business when we continue in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
And on a Community Connection this morning, as we talk city business, I get the opportunity to spend a few minutes with Vice Mayor Kane. First of all, thanks for coming in, sir.
Thank you again for having me, Charlie.
Sure, a relatively short meeting, not quite a record, but my recording lasted 21 minutes. The first few seconds of it were before the meeting convened. So approximately 20-minute meeting last night.
It was almost record speed. I think you and I spoke after the meeting, and we had maybe like a 15 or 16-minute meeting a year and a half ago, 2 years ago maybe.
Yeah.
So it was approaching record speed.
Anyway, a couple of important items of business, there were some appointments along the way. But first of all, the discussion has gone around and around for downtown landscaping for some time, and you awarded the bid last night.
Sure, yeah. We are making incremental progress there, which we're all excited about. It's been a long road, and I have just been involved with it briefly with respect to the entire project, but I'm excited that we're moving forward and going to start seeing some progress there, and then we'll continue it on, hopefully with this next geobond issue. There's some more allowance for additional downtown landscaping.
Just a personal note, I liked the presentation Micah Seemers gave as far as for the plumbing portion of it, to get it under some pavers, so that as opposed to ripping up a good section of concrete, if you have to do some work on something along the line, pull up the bricks, do what you need to do, and put the bricks back down or new bricks.
Yeah, and that's just nice forward thinking. We ran into that problem with the current irrigation system, wherein we'd have an irrigation line leak and there was nothing we could do to fix it without ripping up some sidewalk, and so instead we just shut it down, and then it's just a non-functioning water line, and that doesn't do anybody any good. So it's a nice bit of forward thinking by city staff, and certainly with the help of the contractor, that we'll get that installed and be able to maintain it appropriately.
Working from memory, I may be off on the number, but as I recall it, something in the neighborhood of $435,000-$36,000 total cost, much of which will be paid for, but money has kind of been held from the sale of some buildings.
Right, yeah, there'll be some of that, and then there's some half-cent money that'll go towards that, some unallocated funds that we keep unallocated for this purpose, to be able to use for some overages or for increased costs, because there's often a fairly significant gap occasionally between when a project is approved and when it is actually completed, and in that amount of time, costs are likely to increase, and so it's hard to account for all of that when the project's being first budgeted. So it's a nice cushion to keep unallocated funds there to be able to use for some overages.
Just one other item, and I know you are heading out to interview prospective city council members.
Yeah.
But the other item of business from last night, the first occupant, at least as far as the land sale is concerned, for the Sunset Industrial Park, formerly Sunset Golf Course.
Right. We're really excited about that. That's been an area that's obviously underdeveloped since the golf course closed, and I'm particularly excited about the tenant that will be out there. I say tenant, the new landowner out there in SMC. I mean, they were Vasu and Kumar Christian were present at our meeting last night, and they're sure just valuable community partners for Bartlesville. And I don't know how well known they are, and they should be, because they're very visible.
Yeah.
But it seems like they often prefer to be out of the limelight, and I'll thrust them in a little bit is because I think they deserve to be there. They've been involved with a number of historical projects in our community, as we talked a little bit about last night, and they are just really great people. Their families are here and involved, and they're just another example of great community partners and citizens of Bartlesville.
Yeah, if you weren't at a financial update meeting at one time or another, you would never have known that Vasu served on the Federal Reserve Board. You
know? Yeah, his story is incredible, and I've had the privilege to ride around with him and view his facilities and listen to his life story, and it really is incredible. And they are, if you don't know those guys and you have a chance to get to know them or meet them, I would highly encourage you to do that, because I think everybody out will benefit from that.
One good way, and I'm not sure on the date, I just know it's going to be coming up within a couple of months, attend their Bless Scholarship Awards meeting, and, yep. And because they do a lot of good things in the community for young people.
You're exactly right. And just to give a kind of a brief overview of what that land sale looked like, it was sold by the BDA, and proceeds from that sale will be used to facilitate infrastructure to the property line, sewer and water, so that they can use the property as they need to use it. And so it's a nice way for the BDA and Bartlesville to develop that property without having to shell out cash out of pocket using proceeds from land sales. And so it ought to be we'll see something this year. We ought to, about 7 months, I think, mm-hmm. We ought to be seeing the completion of that project and let SMC start moving in there. And their current facilities are immaculately maintained, and so I would expect nothing different from them here. So I think it'll be a great improvement to that area.
Well, I'll let you go prepare for those interviews, and we'll say thank you for coming in. It was a short city council meeting, and I'll
sure.
try to keep the interview of an appropriate length.
That'd be great. And so, but a couple points. One, yeah. I do want to note that if your trash pickup is Monday, it is this morning then where it will be picked up. And so if you're early on the route and forgot, I'm afraid you have to wait till next Monday to get that picked up. But if there's still time for a usual pickup to get it out there, then get your trash out this morning if that's something you missed due to the holiday Monday. And I'll take a point of privilege to wish my wife, Alicia Kane, a happy birthday. She's already had a great morning, had her favorite breakfast, and the kids have been extra sweet, but I think she's dropping my oldest off at school right now. So want to wish her a happy birthday and hope she has a great day.
All right. Well, hey, having kids in school can make it for a great day.
All three of them are in school actually today, so I hope she does have a relaxing day.
Okay. Vice Mayor Kane with us this morning on 1400 K1. Speaking of school, we'll talk things over with Superintendent McCauley coming up in just a bit on K1.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
And as we continue on a community connection on 1400 K1, chance to talk things over with Bartlesville Superintendent Chuck McCauley. And I know it's been, all let's just say, we've had a good time following the Bruins so far in basketball season, particularly because there are more W's on their side of the field, well, Lady Bruins, but it's going to be a good season either way.
Absolutely. Right in the middle of our winter sports season and basketball. Just I went down to Owosso last night to watch us
yeah,
play.
Yeah, good
our
game.
Girls, it was a great game. Girls played actually, boys and girls both played really well, played as good competition, and girls had another win. I think this is my 17th year in Bartlesville, and we have our girls team has not played in the state basketball tournament during the entire time. Our boys have made several trips.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully our girls are setting ourselves up for a good seed and hopefully have a good chance to get there this year.
Yeah, and I will be optimistic. I don't think it's too late for the guys if they can get it together for them.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
They're playing well, playing hard. There's just a lot of parity
yeah.
Where they're playing, and I think they have a chance to make a run as well. And we've had, the way the schedule has fallen this year, we haven't had many home games.
Yeah.
Our boys had a home tournament a little over a week ago, but we've only had one regular season home game. And so I think six of the eight remaining regular season games are at home. So there's plenty of opportunities to get out and watch the Bruins. Matter of fact, the next home game will be upcoming on Tuesday, Sand Springs, and their girls and boys are both ranked in the top 10. And so there should be some good games. Hopefully everyone will come out and support the Bruins.
Yeah, get a couple of pack-to-place promotions going on, and you'll be right in it. Yeah,
good deal. And we also, just to mention while we're on that topic too, you know, on the winter sports scene, we do have wrestling is ongoing as well, and the kids are having a really good season. We had several state qualifiers last year, all that returned this year, and they're fielding a full lineup. Really proud of Josh Pulsifer and his group with our wrestling team, and of course our swim teams. Our girls, you know, as long as they can stay healthy, I think they're the clear favorite to win the 4 state championship in a row. And the boys are they've been ranked in the top 3 all season, so they're a very competitive team. They'll be finishing up here next month, actually.
Yeah, if you haven't had a wrestler in the family, you have no idea how many meals or snacks they don't eat to maintain weight.
That's right. And kind of sticking on the kid activity scene, at our board meeting Monday night, we recognized Alex Clausen. He's our band director. He came and recognized we had 5 kids make All-State in band. Yep. So we had all those kids. We actually had 4 of the 5 come, and their parents came as well. So pleased to it's always fun to recognize those kids. It's quite a process that they go through, very competitive. They put in a lot of work, and so it's very impressive to see them reach that goal. We also recognized our had Mr. Huff attended. We introduced members that could attend of our football search committee. We had a committee together to pick our replacement for that, and they really put a lot of time in. And we had a equal number of people in the community as well as school administrators to kind of come up with that final candidate. We formally did approve our head coach, Lee Blankenship.
He stopped by the radio station, I don't know, last few days of December just to get acquainted. We had the opportunity to talk with him about his coaching philosophy and his goals for the team. Sounds good.
Yeah, he's a really sharp young man. I think he's going to be a great fit to our community. And I'll tell you, when he came in December, he has a young family, has 2 young sons, him and his wife, are really neat people. And they were just really taken aback I know specifically they mentioned the downtown area, you know, the chamber putting on the skate rink. They felt like they were in Mayberry or something. They thought this was really a neat place to be. So those things matter, you know, when people come in and, you know, think about where they want to put their own kids in school. And so having that strong community support, that it's important that we all continue to support what's best for Bartlesville. Yeah. So we were able to recognize those folks last night. And then lastly, January is School Board Appreciation Month. Mm-hmm. And so we took a minute to recognize our school board members. And I'd like to do that now. We have 7 members of our school board, Scott Bilger, Rick Boswell, Nikki Benson are the officers. And then we have Randy Heron, Allison Clark, Tyler Vaclaw, and Kevin Sitton. Those 7 are our school board members. And those folks, they are do a great job for us. They always make decisions on what is best for our 6,000 students. They make really critical areas related to you know, student performance and student achievement, as well as budgets or dealing with challenging budgets like we've had to deal with in the state of Oklahoma the past several years. And I think most importantly, that local school board, you know, we have those folks that ultimately are making the decision on what's best for our schools and that are meet our community here in Bartlesville's needs. I mean, they're representatives here, and they do that all for nothing. Mm-hmm. We thank them. So I encourage everyone, if you see any of those people too, to really thank them, because it's they do really a great job for us. And I mentioned also, just on a personal and professional note, you know, in my position, you have to make a lot of tough decisions, including when to and when not to have school. Which is you know, can always be a challenge too, but it's very reassuring to know you're working with such hardworking, intelligent, competent people. So really appreciate them.
And I'll say, you made that decision or announced that decision about 1 o'clock on Monday afternoon, and so it was much easier to get the word out to parents and everybody involved early in the day, as opposed to many times it really, right, you know, snow, you don't get the weather until evening, so you're out at, I don't know, 3 or 4 in the morning, right, trying to evaluate the situation and see what we're going to do.
That's right. It's not an exact science, you know, dealing with the weather. And
there were 1 or 2 days over the last year or two that you and many others said no school, and then really it wasn't all that bad.
Yeah, that's exactly. We had that situation, you know, a year ago. We missed 1 day of school, and Of course, all the weather forecast, it was, I was jokingly said that it was going to be Icemageddon.
Yep.
And if you'll remember back, and we talked to the National Weather Service, and anyway, we made the decision to cancel it. One thing I have learned over the years, I know Dr. Quinn had told me, which I think is accurate, you know, that's truly whether or not to have school is one of those 50-50 decisions that 50% of the people are really happy and 50% of the people are really mad, no matter what you do. So you obviously you do what's best and do what's best, what we think is best to meet the needs of our kids, and you move on. So we're in school today, all accounts from our transportation, and our buildings are ready, and so we're glad to be back in school, and we're ready. I think like everyone, we're ready for the weather to warm up.
Yeah, and at least according to the forecast, at least short term, it will. I'll just throw out the caveat that the calendar still says January, so we'll see what we get.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
But other things going on, I know you've got a full calendar for the spring semester, and the seniors are already counting down the days till Memorial Day weekend.
Sure. Yeah, that's exactly right. So on the activity side, I'll go ahead and mention too, it's fresh in my brain because I ran into our track coach, Bon Bennett, last night at the basketball game.
A good person to run into.
Bon's a great guy. We are going to host a track meet on March 9th, on Friday, March 9th, and we're able to do that because if we pass the bond issue, we're able to update our track, and so he has a full meet and he's planning to have that. So just want to inform everyone that's on Friday, March 9th. It'll be an all-day event. We haven't hosted one in years, and it's a great opportunity to come out. We have some really talented runners, obviously. You know, many, for the most part, our kids that run cross country also run track, plus some additional kids, and so mm-hmm. It's a great opportunity to see kids like Riley Rigdon or James Martinez or Nathan Lawrence, and to see them up close, see them run here in town. So I would encourage people to do that. We've always hosted tennis tournaments, and we'll be able to host more of those in terms of the actual events at the high school now that our tennis courts have been updated, so really, really excited about that as well. Tomorrow evening, Alex Rivera, who's a choir teacher over at Madison Middle School, he's being recognized by the Oklahoma Music Educators as the Young Teacher of the Year. And so they're having a reception in downtown Tulsa as part of their annual conference. And I'm going to go down and support Alex with that tomorrow. And he's one of our kids. He was a Barnesville graduate and was a National Merit kid and very talented All-State music student. And so
after a high of 49, you should have good road.
That's I think we'll be clear too. Dan Kelleher came to our board meeting on Monday and gave an update on a construction update. This will be the last meeting that he attends based off of, we had, I think, eight different.
He hasn't been that mean to you.
No, Dan's done a great job for us. And from the 2016 bond issue, we had about eight different projects going on, and basically we're really close. He gave us an update. The drives over at Hoover and Madison, we had to expand the scope of that work to make sure it was done correctly, and basically that's finished. The Hoover part is, for sure. So he gave an update on that. As well, at Custer Stadium, there's some locker rooms in the bottom that Corman Construction's been working on, and we'll take ownership of those on Monday. They did a final punch this past week and had a few items to do to finish up this week, and we'll plan to have kids in them. Those include updated locker rooms for our track, soccer, and tennis teams. In the fall, cross country also will be able to use those locker rooms, and then our junior high football as well as visiting football. It gives them updated spaces. Nothing, no new square footage, but just gives them some updated spaces to do that. And then at Madison also, there's just a few, they've been waiting on some doors to be delivered. They're mm-hmm. still be using a lot of the spaces to replace them. But so we're hopeful that Dan will not need to come to us next month and give us an update on those projects that will be finished. So really thankful for our community for the support, that strong support of that bond issue that enabled us to do some work that really needed to be done that really meets the needs of many kids. I mean, literally thousands of kids across the district. Granger Metter, well, I guess two things too. I'm not running out of time. Before I get to Granger and on his technology report, we did approve a revised school calendar for next year. We actually approved school calendars for the next 2 years. And just to let everyone know, next year's school calendar is going to look a whole lot like this year's school calendar. The only change that we made is we tweaked the Christmas break or winter vacation a little bit, and so that we'll go to school through, I think, the end of the semester. Instead of ending on a Tuesday or Wednesday, it's going to end on a Friday. And then we'll have 2 full weeks off and then return on a Monday. I think the last day of the semester in December will be like Friday, December 21st, and then we'll return like on Monday. I think it's January 6th or 7th. So that enabled us to closer balance our number of days in the first semester and second semester. And also it's nice when you can work in the 3 weekends over the holiday break too. So yeah. I wanted to inform people of that. We'll still, the rest of the calendar is very, very similar in terms of start time and having a fall break, having a full week at Thanksgiving. So I wanted to mention that as well. Granger Metter, who's our executive director of technology and communication, who's doing an unbelievable job for us. He gave part of our strategic plan is instructional technology, getting more devices in the hands of our kids. He coordinated a wonderful training we had on Martin Luther King Day for our teachers going on. We had a variety of opportunities for our staff to learn. Matter of fact, in our high school teachers, they already have device for themselves in mm-hmm. terms of the Chromebook. We rolled out to all of our elementary and middle school teachers. They received a Chromebook on that day and also had training to go along with that. And he did an extensive evaluation, what's our short and long-term plan, what that rollout looks like. Also talked about gave an update on, we started a course at the high school where we have a handful of kids. One of their classes during the day is to fix Chromebook as mm-hmm. issues come up. Mm-hmm. He also gave an update on for this year for our freshmen. We rolled out, I believe the final number was about 444 Chromebooks to our current ninth graders. Kids had the opportunity to buy insurance. Families mm-hmm. had the opportunity to purchase insurance, which is $25. And for that, basically, and that's an annual fee. And for that, the first event, basically, if they drop it or they have some damage, there's no cost to replace it. The second one, it's a discounted rate, and the third one's on them. Mm-hmm. But we had, I believe the number was 404 out of the 444 kids purchased the insurance. What that is for, and so sort of the parts and things to help fix those Chromebooks. And also that paid for a trip for those kids that are in that class. Mr. Metter and also his wife, who's a teacher at the mm-hmm. high school, works with the kids, Wendy. They took the kids on a field trip. They went down to Dell. The kids that were in that class, they took a tour of Dell down in Oklahoma City mm-hmm. and spent a day there, which was really eye-opening for them. We think that's something, it's been a good pace, I think, in terms of for the kids, because we've only had the freshmen using it and the staff. You know, next year, in February, we're going to be approving the purchase of a large purchase of Chromebooks, because we're going to roll those out to the remaining high school students. So about another 1,200 kids are going to be receiving Chromebooks. So when you have that many more devices, there'll be that much more for those kids, those folks to do. So that just helps us, obviously, it's a win-win. The kids are able to get in there and learn from that and to fix those devices. And then also for us, it helps us save money in terms of to return those too. So really excited about everything that we have going in technology and what we, but once again, the most important thing on technology is just a tool. Those don't replace a teacher. Our teachers are doing a great job for us, but we want to make sure they have the most up-to-date technology. And we had a great day on training with our staff, because it's going to take our teachers some time as we progress with our rollout. I was glad we were able to get our devices in the hands of our elementary and middle school teachers. They won't be rolling those out to those kids yet. They will be in a year and a half to our middle school kids, but we make sure those devices are in the hands of our staff so that they're comfortable and clear on how they can use them appropriately for kids. And then also, it's really making some, giving us the opportunity to make some transformational change in terms of not using paper. It's incredible. I know the amount of change that we made. I know at the administrative level, because those folks have devices on how less reliant we are on paper. So we think overall that's going to help everyone.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds as though things are moving forward sometimes at a pretty rapid pace. So.
Yes, they are. Of course, and like we talked about in terms of, and Granger mentioned, in terms of for our elementary rollout for technology, which is a couple years down the road, we're not sure exactly what that's going to look like, because we're not sure exactly what technology is going to look like. And those things are ever changing. And it's really exciting that we have someone in place like Granger who understands that piece, understands the technology piece. He has a great staff working under him on the, you know, I'll call it the hardware side. Mm-hmm. But also he's a wonderful teacher. And so yeah. he understands what teachers need and can break it down so that it's beneficial to him. So I'm so thankful that we have him in that role.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning and making your report after a couple of days of at least no classes. I know you were busy, at least no classes.
That's right. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Superintendent McCauley with us this morning on 1400 K.
Wherever you live in this part of the state, listen up. Patriot GMC in Bartlesville is starting out the new year with the discount offers of a lifetime. Take the short drive to Patriot GMC and save like never before. Are you ready? I know our competition isn't. Patriot GMC in Bartlesville will discount 2017 Acadia or 2018 1500 Sierra Crew Cab Trucks. Your choice. $9,000 off MSRP.
Yes, sir.
The super popular Acadia discounted $9,000. 2018 GMC